Usually, if you want to portray the primitive nature of medical science from a few centuries back, you'd have awful things in your toolkit. A saw, perhaps, odd potions, and probably leeches.
Leeches have been part of the medical world for at least two millennia, worldwide.
Robert Hicks is director of the Mutter Museum of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia.
Back to the ancient to medieval Renaissance era, people thought the body operated based on four humors: blood, phlegm, yellow and black bile, that had to be kept in balance. And when people were sick, it's because all of that went out of balance and you had to rebalance. And one therapy that was very, very popular was bloodletting. And leeches were recognized very, very early on as nature's way of carrying out this therapy.
Eventually, those theories were replaced by our current understanding of how the human body functions. But fast forward to today, and the medicinal leech is back in high demand. Biologist Daniel Shane, who studies leeches at Rutgers Camden, says they're useful in certain surgeries.
So if you lose a finger, you reattach it and you put a leech at the end to pull fresh blood over that tissue. Otherwise, that tissue will die. And there have been mechanical leeches that have been tried, but they just don't seem to work as well as the real thing.
On Wednesday, Robert Hicks and Daniel Shane will talk about these and other roles leeches are playing in medicine today, including stem cell research. And they'll be joined by some special leech guests at the Wagner Free Institute of Science. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.